This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we've been asking you, did you have any concerns about unemployment over the course of the MCO? Get in touch, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018789 8899. What's the poll looking like on Twitter?
So it's about the same. Yeah. We've got 88% who say that they have had concerns about unemployment versus 12% who say they haven't.
Same on Instagram as well. It's about 89%. So let's perhaps maybe end the show with a slightly upbeat story.
Before we get to upbeat, one from Zakwan here. It says, okay. My company does a wedding and event photography for a living. The nightmare we need to face it in March was to refund back those deposits to clients, as we know they actually need the funds more than we do. A surviving soul challenge for us, as events and weddings are still banned. And luckily, we have alternative business to help ease burden, even not in full. So, yeah. Good on you, I know, and you're right? Your clients probably needed money more. So, okay.
Yes. Some good news though, Zakwan. I hear that now you're allowed to do the outdoor wedding shoots already. I hear that that's coming up soon. I think I caught that on the news. So, listen out for that.
Okay. Mm. So, this is a story out from Japan. They launched surprise fireworks to lift spirits amid the pandemic. So, this is across Japan. And the shows were held at secret locations, each lasting 5 minutes at 8 p.m. the local time. And they set the time limit for the displays to avoid crowds gathering. They said the time and day of the event initially could not be revealed, but later reversed course, deciding a sudden cycle of pyrotechnic show could cause distress in some. Right?
Yeah, all of a sudden you hear the booms.
Yeah, right? We've had all this. Is it a volcano? Is it what have you, right? It is happening. So filling the skies with a burst of light, the fireworks lasted long enough for people who did not know about it in advance to view them from the street of their homes, so just 5 minutes. And the fireworks still drew modest crowds in places in the capital, Tokyo. People were seen watching displays near the Tama River before dispersing when they were over. And one of the spectators said, I had a hunch. Even though they say secret, there are only so many places they can launch fireworks. So dozens of firework makers nationwide were involved in organizing the synchronized displays, a project called Cheer Up Hanabi. They're struggling to keep their businesses afloat because many traditional festivals have been cancelled or postponed due to the pandemic. And of course, Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Yeah.
Right? What a bummer that must have been, right? So one of the craftsmen said the pyrotechnics industry had been discussing ways to cheer up society, which has changed so much by the coronavirus. So historically, fireworks in Japan have been launched to pray for the eradication of plagues and to console the spirits of the deceased. Written messages praying for the end of the pandemic were attached to some of Mr. Oksatu's fireworks. His company launched nearly 100 fireworks from 4 locations across eastern Japan. He said, of course, I don't think the coronavirus will disappear with our fireworks, but we wanted to do this and hope something good will come out of it. So, I hope, I guess go online and look at the pictures, and it's been a while since we've had fireworks.
Actually, I don't know, but I noticed some during Raya.
Spirit. There are small fireworks around my neighborhood. Yeah, there were a few, but it's been a long time. You're right. Mm. Very, very long time.
Mm. Maybe New Year's.
Hopefully, hopefully, right? I think a lot of celebrations that we've lined up for the year will be, in a way, muted to some degree because of, just what's been happening. Like, I think yesterday I was mentioning, I think in the future, 2020 will be such a huge chapter in history books.
Yeah.
Because it feels like there's just one after another. Who would have thought, there would be something bigger than the pandemic? And, here we are, they're bigger issues to deal with. Mm. Even, pandemic's taken a sidestep. We're still living in a pandemic world.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyways, hopefully, that story perhaps give you a little bit of a cheer up spirit, despite it being quite a gloomy Wednesday. even the sun's not really out yet. So
in this part of
Tamatun, at least.
I try to lift your spirits up. Yeah.
Thank you, Frida. We've been asking you, do you have any concerns over unemployment over the course of the MCO period? Thank you so much for all your feedback. This was, of course, following up on Ipsos study that they did, looking at, the COVID-19, the impact on unemployment worries and also just, buying power that was our main story.
Yes, and of course that's followed by that story about how some of the big brands across the globe, they're taking a stand on racial injustice and police brutality following the death of George Floyd.
Right, and of course, you know, do check out the fireworks images online of what they did in Japan. That was the story we ended with.
Coming up is the Breakfast Grill replay. David Webster, the president of Asia Pacific and Japan for Workday, is on the show. Workday is one of the world's leading cloud-based enterprise technology solutions provider. So in a global environment where many organizations had to rapidly adapt to remote working and digitize their processes, it would seem that Workday stands to grow significantly in the near future. So the Morning Run team discussed everything about how they've been coping with the pandemic and more. That's coming up at 1 p.m. This has been the Enterprise Biz Bytes. You can download the podcast available on the website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. Until tomorrow, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.